Is a best friend really someone that would blackmail your new boyfriend? We're going to talk about all of that and more on the Younger After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Don't go
look at me with that. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for the Younger After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be breaking down Season 5, Episode 9, titled Honk If You're Horny. I am your host, Sam Davidson. We're going to be talking about so much stuff, guys. Enzo's not-so-shocking past in porn, feminism or lack thereof, and Diana and Lauren's newfound friendship. I am here with two of my lovely hosts. Hello, people.
Hey, guys. I'm Alice Ford, and shout out to everyone in the chat that's already here. We've got a lively chat this evening, so.
What's up, everybody? My name is Sahai. I'm so excited to talk about this episode because this Lauren-Diana friendship is everything I've been waiting for. It's like divas collide.
Liana.
I like that. I like that a lot. I was wondering what it would be.
And of course, guys, we have the live chat going, and we love talking to you guys, so please rate, review, subscribe, keep on chatting with us, because there's only one place you can get a book report every week, on Younger.
Yeah.
So, guys, overall thoughts for this week's episode? What do you guys think?
You know, I love seeing the growth of this Liza-Charles relationship. It's very interesting, because they're moving quite fast. Like, mm-hmm. he's making her dinner, she's leaving her glasses over there, so it's and then we saw Melky came back again. Everybody's like booed up, you know. Enzo and Diana have this, you know, revelation, so it was a lot of fun seeing all this growth.
Yeah, they're definitely grown up, Liza and Charles. It's a little bit like, I'm always just like, bleh.
You get them saying that when we're watching.
But yeah, they're super cozy together. It's like they're already like moved in. It seems like they've been like living together for 10 years
yeah.
by the way they're acting.
Something's not right.
No.
Yeah.
Do you have the chills?
No.
Okay.
I don't have the psychic chills for Charles and Liza right now.
Right?
I really don't. It was fun and I'm just kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. And most important of all, the reason this episode irked me was because my favorite character, Kelsey, was awful yeah. and did a lot of really, really bad things. We're going to get to that. But of course, first, we have to talk about Diana, Enzo, and then, of course, Lauren's involvement. So they're having sex, Diana and Enzo are, right at the beginning. And, you know, he makes this really weird noise. Kind of sounded like that, I think. Let us know what you guys think in the comments. But, I mean, I was like, elephant? What is that?
Was it a goat sound?
That's a what goose?
Yeah, right.
That's goats are really sound. In right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Goat yoga. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, maybe they were going for the goat. But Diana likes it, you know? She's into it.
Stranger things have turned people on. Like, sometimes, like, you know, the sense of a sweaty man can.
Or, like, bread facing.
True.
You know, maybe in the bedroom.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't know what people like.
But Lauren is now kind of taken with Diana, and she's obsessed with being a publicist and representing people around her. And I mean, at the end of the day, she's annoying, but she's smart.
Yeah, and she's effective. It's like she doesn't just talk about it. She is actually executing. That's what I like. I mean, because, you know, Heller PR, you know, they make things happen.
Well, but it's interesting because all the other episodes, I mean, she's kind of. She hasn't really done anything that amazing. She's like, oh, I got, like, this vodka sponsor or whatever. So this is, like, a big step, I think, actually getting Kelsey, like, in for this award.
Yeah.
She really did have something to do with
but
it.
But in the beginning of this show, she was pretty busy with her PR business. And then things slowed down. So I think I'm happy to see that her career is revving back up.
Yeah, me too. And I said, I was like, wow, she's finally useful in the story because, well, there's just it's not that I don't like Lauren. I definitely do, but a lot of times her character goes, you gotta give Lauren 10 lines this episode. She's funny, but it doesn't, her lines don't really reflect what's going on with the show. And I really like that they involved her more. And of course, she does some digging for Diana mm-hmm. to get her business, I guess. And of course, well, she recognizes Enzo the second she meets him, and I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Were you guys waiting for something like this?
Yeah, we kind of had an idea last...
Well, you called it last week. You literally were like, I bet he did porn.
I had the psychic chill. and to see that was the case this week, I was saddened, especially by that horrible haircut he had in the porn video. It was not attractive.
That was a 1990s bowl cut.
Yes, it was. Like his mom probably cut his hair because sure. He still lived with her back then, probably.
She probably knew, too.
Enzo can do no wrong, but I mean, I like the way he owned up to it and said, listen, we've all done things that we're not proud of, and unfortunately this was when the internet was just starting and Lauren was having her sexual awakening to this video, ironically. So I just thought it was funny, but I'm glad that Enzo really owned up to it, and I'm glad Diana was understanding.
Yeah, it's I was surprised that Diana was so cool about it.
Me too.
That was a surprise for me.
I think it's because of the way he framed it. He was like, haven't you done anything? And she was like, well, I did marry a gay man. So she was like...
Well, I love it because there's so many things that could have thrown her off with this relationship. Him living with his mother, this. But it's working. I'm having the psychic chills. Oh. This is forever, you guys.
What? I see it. They're going to have... Are you seeing a wedding in Staten Island? Is this what you're saying?
Still have, like, two.
Oh, okay.
Maybe three. One overseas.
True, true,
well,
true.
Well, I am excited for the next episode because we know Dana and Enzo are going to get a little more family.
yes.
Family, I don't know.
Like, she's going to get more ingrained
yes.
in his family.
Yeah, I mean, listen, she doesn't really know where she belongs, but I think right now she's okay with Enzo. Definitely better than the guy before.
Oh, God.
A lot better.
That guy.
A crazy therapist, codependent.
No.
Blah, blah, blah.
With his son.
But Lauren made herself invaluable by taking the porn off the internet, giving her the only copy. So, yeah, I think now she's going to be totally ingrained in the millennial empirical family, which I'm super excited about. Liza and Charles are so stupid. They decided to go on a date in public. I thought they were going to go to the Bronx, Brooklyn, Long Island, perhaps. They just go to the Upper East Side. Are you kidding me?
Or at least go to, like, a normal people restaurant that's, like, not expensive.
So stupid.
Know? Well, you know, Manhattan is an island, but it's smaller than you think. And that's what they saw when they saw Redmond, whom I love. And we remember from Ugly Betty. That was where I first fell in love with him. So it was just funny that he of all people shows up there to kind of ambush their date and
with his trainer
who's doing the whole 30, so he needs time to figure out his order, which I thought that was hilarious.
Well, it's funny because in Sex and the City, you know, it's the same creators and all of that. There's an episode where there's a Chinese restaurant that some guy keeps Carrie or one of the characters keeps on taking their date because they don't want anyone to see them in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, every time someone takes their person that they don't want to be seen with to a restaurant in New York City, they always end up being seen.
Yes.
It was just dumb. Can't you guys go on a vacation or something?
I mean, they're moving fast, but not that fast. The ex-wife, Miss Pauline, has a new apartment down the street. So he's got some things to handle back in New York.
Well, yeah, so how much does Pauline know? I mean, she must know a lot.
I don't know, because wouldn't she be even more angry, or are they just, like, letting her go easily?
I know I wasn't here last week, and I don't know if you guys talked about it, but the scene with Pauline when she was making those hints that Charles broke up with her for this younger person, assistant, I'm not exactly remembering if she found out it was Liza, correct?
She just alluded
to
it.
Yeah,
she was accusing Liza, and Liza was like, wait a minute, trying to defend herself, because remember, they were just speaking in reference to the possible sequel of the book and the possible concepts for the new book, so that was how they kind of played it. So she never came out and said, Liza, I know this is what you did. She just was like, just throwing it out there to see how Liza would react.
But then it's kind of insinuated in, I don't know if it was the last episode or the one before, but like, because Charles is like, well, it's part of the divorce deal that she's going to take her book somewhere else.
Yeah,
and Pauline basically goes to Liza and is like, threatens her with pulling the second book. Yeah. So she must know, like, for sure know.
She doesn't know that Liza is just as old as she is.
No. True.
I don't really know if that would matter. Actually, I'm afraid that she will find out.
Yeah.
And she'll tell everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You think Pauline's going to be the one to spill the beans?
Maybe. Yeah.
Interesting.
She's pissed.
The way Miss Kelsey was acting, it looked like she almost was the one this week.
Oh, Lord.
Well, everyone in the chat is mad at Kelsey as well.
Thank you, people.
I don't know if I can forgive her. I really don't know. But before we get to that, guys, of course, we have so many other shows at AfterBuzz that are amazing. We'd love to tell you about it and how to watch them.
That's right, guys. Here at AfterBuzz, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve TV fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Hopefully, you're already subscribed to this one so you can keep up with all of our younger after shows. And by subscribing to our channel, YouTube's actually going to suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help you continue to grow with AfterBuzz. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, because I know that I sometimes am, don't worry, because they're actually optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And let us know in the comment section if you did subscribe, and we'll give you a shout out on the air.
Yes, and so many shows to do, to watch. I love TV. I hope you guys do too. We all really do at AfterBuzz. But this Kelsey that we saw tonight, my God. So pissed at her. So, basically, there's this new book. Apparently, the guy's a dick. His name is Calvin
Krieger.
I don't think we've met him, no?
I don't think so, but she had a really strong feelings about him.
Well, yeah, and I was wondering, like, why does she have strong feelings?
Maybe she had sex with him.
That's exactly what I wrote down, question mark.
And hashtag no judgment, right? Except when you are judging other people.
Those in glass houses,
we don't know. Throw rocks.
Exactly. That's at right. Their friends.
Exactly. So there's this new book. It's fantastic, apparently. Very quickly, Kelsey says no. And this is where, you know, Raymond comes in. And that's, you know, the manuscript accidentally kind of gets given to Charles. And were you guys surprised by the conversation with Kelsey and Liza when she tells her the truth? Well, I was with Charles. It kind of seemed like a step was skipped, because I don't remember Liza ever being that honest with Kelsey about her feelings for Charles.
I agree, yeah.
Remember we said a couple weeks ago that they had initially had that initial conversation at that garden party a while back?
But that was like years ago.
I know, but yes, she has not ever. They
I don't
haven't
remember.
Had like a. That was when I think the Charles romance was just starting to brew, and Kelsey was like, no, don't get involved. It's going to be too crazy.
Did she know Liza was 40-something at that point, or no?
No. Mm-mm. So, no, they have not had an actual full-on reveal and conversation, like, this is what's happening. But again, they're moving so fast. Like she said, they don't even know what they're doing. And then Miss Kelsey, it was like her face morphed into, like, super betch. And she was, like, so angry so quickly. I was like, what is wrong with you?
I really hope they somehow explain this behavior, because it was awful, especially considering Kelsey was just sleeping with her author. Kelsey was just sleeping with her coworker. So many things. I mean, and I've been frustrated with Kelsey, and as her friend.
Yes, we're all friends here.
Jesus. But really, you know, I'm thinking, God, I don't want to judge her, but calm down.
Well, we don't see Zane. We don't see Jake in this episode.
Maybe that's what it is.
You know,
she lost her regular penis. And
yeah,
now
she's really horny and
she's angry. It's a built-up anger.
She's honking all the way through the episode.
She's not honking, and that's the problem.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Like you said in the chat, is there anything in the chat that people are just pissed, I'm assuming?
Yeah, Billie Jean says Kelsey was a biatch, and that her and she says Liza's relationship with Charles is a problem for her. What friend says that? A friend would be happy that their friend is happy, not trying to ruin it. Let's see. Floral Capacity also said Kelsey is cruel when she's mad, and she's not saying it's okay to be mad, but she's definitely one of those people who takes it to the next level. And kind of another similar comment to that as well. that, you know, now she's trying to blackmail Charles, and Charles already has Pauline trying to blackmail him, so he doesn't need another blonde.
I mean, when Kelsey went in and spoke to Charles when she found out, you know, the book is being bought, blah, 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 I was thinking, there's no way she's going to blackmail. Is this really going to be a blackmail conversation? And it went straight to that, and this isn't the character that I've grown to love for so long. I don't think she would do something like
that. This was petty Kelsey, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't know that she meant to... My headphones keep falling off my head. I don't know that she meant to actually blackmail him, but I think she was just, like, pissed and, like, was like, yeah, I know your secret, so what are you going to do about it?
But here it is. Just last week... Yes. Just last week, the man that she was sleeping with gave her company preferential treatment, right? Mm-hmm. Which angered her coworker, Zane. Now, here it is. You're automatically going to assume that Charles is giving Liza preferential treatment, and you're going to judge her for that when the same thing just benefited you. So I was just really surprised that was her reaction. And the fact she storms in her boss's office like that, like trying to approach him in that way, I was like, oh, that's really aggressive. So it was just very, we have never seen this side of her. Kelsey, I'm very surprised at you, and I'm actually very disappointed. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I think it's actually really good writing, because I think most 20-year-olds still have a lot to learn as far as, like, maturity goes.
Well, she's, like, 29, right?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you know.
Right, okay.
She still maybe hasn't, like, gotten it all figured out yet as far as, like, the correct way to deal with things sometimes. Or just, even, like, introspectively, I guess, to be able to be like, oh, wait, that, like, characteristic that I don't like is because I do it.
Right. But the thing is, it's like, has Liza ever... Yes, Liza lied about her age, but she's never done anything to deliberately hurt Kelsey in a professional space. So again, I'm like, why would you automatically go there? It's not like Zane, who has continuously done things to mess with your career. This is your girl. She's, you know, put herself on the line for the both of you. And the fact that you immediately think you can't give her, like, a pass on this secret relationship after you two have had several secret relationships.
And I mean, the behavior would never be acceptable, but I would kind of understand it if Liza was going to Charles saying, you know, I think I should run Millennial.
Right.
Then, okay, time to play ball. But Liza would never do that. She didn't do that. That wasn't what this was about at all. And it seems that this whole book is stemming from something else. So I trust these writers that they will make sense of this. I've had shows recently where writers have completely ruined it with, like, no consequence of what the audience thinks. And this show has at least one more season, hopefully more. So,
yes.
Oh, Kelsey, she does not deserve an award. Let's just say
she's not getting any friendship awards on this show.
No. And I'm glad that Charles put her in her place.
Charles, you know, he's got this new romance. He's got his balds back. He's shaved the beard. He's a new man. He's cooking dinner.
But he did it in a nice way, too. He wasn't, like, super harsh about it.
But he kind of was like, don't mess with me, Kelsey. Yeah. Like, yeah, say what you want, but this is my company. I was like, ooh, good one, Charles.
Yeah, have fun with Millennial if I'm not paying for it.
Right.
Be a Millennial on the street, Kelsey. That's what I wanted to do to her tonight.
I know. I thought she was going to be like, well, Charles, I'm going to leave. I just had that feeling. But
cool.
Bye.
Bye. But, you know, it's ironic she's getting this award. And this new woman who's writing this Claw book.
I like her, Quinn Tyler.
I don't trust her, I think. And the thing is, she's kind of anti-feminist. And after that meeting that they had, they go, what? This isn't a feminist book, but it's going to sell. Because it seems feminist. But it's basically pitting women against each other. And Kelsey gave this heartfelt speech that in no way, shape, or form made up for what she did at all.
Not at all.
And did you guys think, though, the blackmail was treated a little lightly? I mean, Charles obviously knew what she did. Liza, I guess, maybe didn't know the extent, but she knew, I think, that she might have confronted Charles, or is that next episode? I don't know.
I don't think she knew. I think she was just still trying to figure out how to resolve the issue, and with the fact that Charles bought the book behind her, you know, without Kelsey knowing. So I don't think Liza knew.
But I think if they're that close, maybe he will tell her.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Like, hey, by the way.
Do you think Charles gave in too quickly? He was like, okay, here, you get your book.
Well, especially because, like, the last couple episodes, we've seen that, like, Empirical is in, like, financial trouble. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they're going to pay some author $1 million. Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, he probably shouldn't have done that behind their backs.
Yeah. But then I'm like, should he have given Kelsey her way? It's like she acts up and then she gets her hands spanked.
She always
gets
her way.
Yeah, but right. So he still gives her what she wants. So it's like a little kid that's like crying and not learning their lesson. So
gotta teach her lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Devil in the red dress.
You gonna learn today, Kelsey.
And yes, this heartfelt speech, which was it supposed to pull at our heartstrings? Because I was still really pissed off about what had happened.
It didn't pull at my heartstrings. The speech that did was Liza's speech to her, because if you've ever had a fight with a girlfriend.
Oh, it's happening with me. It just had the same conversation
what?
Just happened, I swear. And she's like, you're still important to me. And I was like, go to Long Beach where your new boyfriend lives. But really, you know, it's a hard thing with women in relationships.
Yeah.
And it's very important not to leave those women that you're friends with and lurch once you find a man as a placeholder.
Definitely.
Yeah,
sometimes I find it just hard to, it's like, I expect to have that type of difficulty in a romantic relationship, but when it happens in a friendship, I'm like, wait a minute, a friendship is supposed to be like chill and relaxing, not causing me more stress. Like, we're not sleeping together, so what's going on? Why are you bringing me more drama to my life? And I tend to just pull away because it's like, my friends are supposed to like help uplift me, not hold me down.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean,
I'm like, I feel the opposite. People, any relationship has conflict,
exactly.
You know? And it's a, I don't know, let us know what you guys think in the comments, because as a female, every girl has been the girl that has the boyfriend that doesn't maybe have enough time, and you've also been the girl whose best friend has the boyfriend that doesn't have enough time for you.
I've been that person.
And when you get older and everyone's married but you, then it's really,
that
you're
too.
Alone.
Then you get a cat. Like me. Oh, it's National Cat Day. Happy birthday, Buffy. But it's supposed to be uplifting, beautiful. And then we have this last scene with Charles and Liza, who say they're keeping this a secret and still kiss on the street.
Right?
Like, buy
it's
a book
weird.
Or something about a hidden relationship, because they are not doing well. What did you guys think about this, you know, we're going to keep it a secret? Do you think this is going to be okay?
You know, it came to me during this scene that I was very upset. At first, I was like, because during the scene, I was like, okay, are they breaking up? Is Liza going to say, well, I need to choose myself. I need to focus on me. I don't want to lie anymore. And Charles is like, you know, I don't want to keep this a secret anymore, but I have to, but we have to. So Charles, when she's lying to you about her age, that's not okay. But now you want her to lie about your secret romance? I think that's a little hypocritical, Charles.
But she wants to also.
I felt like it was a little difficult for her. She's coming off the heels of this argument with Kelsey. She's like, it's too much for her now. I think at some point she was like, I wanted to tell you. You know, I feel like it's just all weighing on
her. Well, it almost seems like on that last scene in the street that she was going to be like, yeah, why don't we just take a break
That's
for a while?
That's what I thought.
And
yeah.
Then she gets hit by a car.
Yes, everyone in the chat and all of us all thought, there she goes, and then a bus is coming.
No,
but no, it didn't
happen. Say that.
I mean, it would kind of, in a way, be funny. You know how at the end of Mean Girls, when Regina George is kind of off on her thing, and she goes, and then she died. And then she gets hit by a bus really quickly, and she goes, just kidding. I kind of wanted that for a second.
No, not Liza. But didn't Liza break her arm or something?
Yes, she got, what was it, she was on a bike? Was it when she was biking, fitbitting for Diana? I mean, it blows my mind that this has been 5 seasons. I don't remember what year this started, because when it started, the seasons weren't coming as fast as they are now. Now they're being renewed, and it's back to back, but I feel like the show started over 3 years ago, definitely over 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, oh God, is Diana finally going to find out at the end of season freaking 5? That's so nuts to me. I don't know, but That sums it up for what happened this week on Younger, but we have more fun for you guys. Of course, our special segment, Youngerisms.
Yeah.
There were some very good ones tonight. I will start. So, Diana, of course, says, I do have a personal life these days. Shocking, you know?
Well, so speaking to the fact of, like, when someone changes when they have a boyfriend, like, mm-hmm. Diana's like, excuse me, you know, my schedule's not as empty as it used to be. I'm busy. I'm very busy these days. So that was super cute.
She's busy with...
That's right. I'm going to follow that up with another Diana quote. And when she said to Lauren, I like you, but I don't need you.
Yes. This Lauren-Diana friendship is just amazing.
It's
going
to be great. And actually, people in the chat were already saying that they would like to see a Lauren-Diana spinoff.
Well, we did have some predictions at some point a while back about Diana and Mackie, but maybe we were just a little off. Not maybe. Saying they need to be lesbians together,
right?
But just a nice relationship that we wouldn't have expected.
They're very similar.
Yes, and I would like to see actually Lauren help Diana get a little bit more high profile like she offered.
Yeah.
Because Diana, she's fabulous, but she is low key and she could use some help in that area. In
Please
the PR
do,
department.
Diva.
Yes, thank you,
She
Diva.
Did mention a reality show.
Can you imagine Diana Enzo and the mama?
With this.
I love it. What were some of your favorite predictions? I mean,
Youngerisms.
Youngerisms.
Oh, well, I also had, I don't know if that was feminist or anti-feminist.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, I love that. Some of my favorite lines came from Redmond, again, whom I loved from Ugly Betty days. He says, I live on the Upper East Side. Please don't tell anyone. It's the only way I can escape the gays. Which, for New Yorkers, a lot of gay men live in Chelsea, but to live on the Upper East Side is like you're trying to escape all the boys in Chelsea, which I thought was funny. And then Redmond says to Charles, I'm sorry, but Empirical is the BlackBerry of publishing. They don't want the old clickety-clack. They want the facial recognition and cute emojis, which was so funny. Who here loved their BlackBerry?
Me. I miss it all the time.
Okay.
I had like 9 BlackBerries.
BBM.
I just, like, kept getting different ones.
Beaming your information to people and stuff. It was
basically Snapchat.
Oh,
well, miss the buttons. Miss the buttons.
Exactly. Mm. But clickety clack.
In a way, think about this. Empirical are real books. Millennial is books on a phone.
Yeah.
That's true.
But, like, who's the owner? Like Charles said, listen, watch yourself.
Yeah.
I own you. So those are my favorite Youngerisms this week.
Well, let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
What do we got, ladies?
All right, so because this episode was a lot about couples and all the different couples, I've got some real-life partners of the Younger cast that we're going to put up on the screen. And first, we've got Nico and his wife, and they're super cute. I don't know if they call themselves husband and wife, but they just got married this year, so yay for them.
Yeah.
I think they have an open thing, but good for them. You know, they have their number ones.
I don't even know if they live together.
See, I have a chance.
It's true.
That's what I'm hearing.
And then we've got Sutton Foster and her husband.
Aw, cute.
So cute.
Definitely. And more Nico.
Is that another lady or same one?
No, that's the same one, yeah. Oh, and then there's Diana.
Oh, look at that.
Her hubby looks so nice.
I know. Oh, my God, they're adorable.
Oh, my gosh, beautiful.
I love him.
So handsome.
Charles Michael Davis. Right.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I think I like them the best.
Look at Mackie.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, look at you.
Your little Italian fire. And then there's Hillary, obviously, with her new beau.
Father of her new child.
Yes.
Ugh.
He is married to Mariska Hargitay.
I know, didn't know that until today either.
Seriously?
And I was like, what?
What's that?
Who is that? We can't see the screen as close as you guys, so.
We don't know who that is. Just some random people.
Oh,
don't. And there's Molly Bernard, Lauren.
Oh.
And her girlfriend.
So she is a lesbian.
See, I want to be friends with Lauren.
And she, if you guys follow her on Instagram or social media, she's always posting videos of her dog and other interesting things. So
cute.
Check her out.
Love that.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing. It's always fun to catch up with these characters and know more about them. If we don't have anything else for news and gossip.
No, I was just going to say that there was a cameo by Eva Chen, who is actually, she met Lauren and Kelsey at the Glamour Women of the Year Awards. But she's an actual popular Instagrammer with over 900,000 followers. She's written a book. She's a wife and a mom. So I just love when they bring, like, real life into the show.
Yeah, you can tell when they seem super excited to be there but aren't a great actor. Yes. So they have, like, five words. They go, great to see you, too.
She tried. She looked great. So
no, I mean, no hate on her, but it just, it's funny because, like, what the people that bought Maggie's art a couple weeks ago, I don't know who they were, but they were not actors. They were real people that were significant in some way, shape, or form. Well, on that note, guys, let's get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Want to start us off, Alice?
Oh, predictions. Well, I think, you know what? Josh wasn't even hardly in this episode, so I think we're going to see him come back next episode, and I think he's finally going to find out that Liza and Charles are together, and we're finally going to see that, like, heartbreak again that we've been kind of predicting this whole season that we haven't seen yet. And obviously, the previews showed us some interesting things.
I know
things.
The previews always mess me up with my predictions. The times we did see Josh, he was not drinking and he was healthy, but he was a little, like, real friendly with Kelsey, and I was like, okay, that's my prediction. I think for some reason, I don't know, I feel like something might happen between the two of them. His arm was around her.
I've always said this.
Yeah, something's weird, and I'm like, Josh, I got my eye on you.
Well, there was a time a couple seasons ago when they, like, almost hooked up.
After Kelsey found out.
And I was like, oh. And then it didn't happen. I was like, oh, man.
That's why I was like, this hugging and, you know, arm around her didn't seem platonic. It just felt real cozy and comfortable, and I didn't like it, actually. We also saw we're going to see more of Enzo's mom next week.
I think that's going to be hilarious.
I'm excited to see that because it seems like, you know, who do we think puts fear in Diana? And it may possibly be a little short Italian lady. So.
And it looks like your favorite character, Caitlin, is going to be back as well.
I was like, I hate her.
Exactly, I know. We have strong feelings about Caitlin.
Sorry, I don't hate her. Nice little girl.
She's going to be making those faces again. It's just like she's a brat. That's my issue with Caitlin. And she comes off a little entitled sometimes. So that's why she annoys me. But I can't wait to see you next week, Caitlin.
Her mom's also an imposter.
So that's true.
You're bound to be a little messed up. I think this Charles and Liza thing, they're going to realize they need to put it on pause for their careers at some point. And we see him getting cozy with the claw lady. I don't even know her name. And I kind of see what was her name?
Quinn Tyler.
Quinn Tyler influencing Kelsey because, you know, we saw her influence her with the speech. And this whole anti-feminist, you're on your own, you put yourself first above anybody else, that Kelsey's going to maybe take on to this.
Well, she was open to it during the meeting. She was, you know, already throwing Liza under the bus during the meeting, which was embarrassing. I was like, Kelsey, get it together. Be professional. So, yeah, I really do think that Quinn and Kelsey are going to have this friendship.
You're right. And she did, I mean, she took her advice so quickly. She was just like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. I'll just go up there by myself and introduce myself. Like, and then her speech was, like, so terrible. I was like,
BT-dubs, I'm an awesome millennial.
And I'm accepting this word from myself to myself.
And on behalf of Reese Witherspoon, who could not be here tonight or on the show.
Yeah, right? I was like, what is going on? Also, I just want to give a shout out to everyone who wrote in last week on behalf of our panel here. We have a shout out to Karen Jones and Skater. Shout out to Nancy Rose, Lisa McDuffie, and Aaliyah Salomon. Thank you so much for your comments and keep on watching and subscribe so you never miss a thing.
Yes, guys, please rate, review, subscribe. We love, love, love hearing your feedback. That wraps it up for this week of Younger. So glad to be back with all of you guys. We miss Taylor, but hopefully she'll be here next week. Where can everyone find you on social media?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Alice L. Ford or on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Alice's Adventures on Earth.
I only got Instagram, so you can find me at Say Hi Sahai.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.